We want to welcome all of you to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. We're so glad that you've come by. And today, Brother Freedom is here. He's just gotten out of the hospital. He had a stroke, but God has marvelously touched him. And we're just so excited because the anointing is so much heavier on him than it's been before. And we're so glad you've come by our way. I'm going to pray a prayer, and then Brother Freedom usually prays a prayer. And then the Holy Spirit just comes and God does what he wants to do. We're just so excited for you, and we just know that you're going to receive something very special if you would just trust the Lord and believe. God's the answer. We're not your answer, but God's your answer, and we just thank you for coming our way. Father, we thank you today for this wonderful day. We thank you for what you've done for Brother Freedom and how you've touched him and how you're healing him and how you're increasing the anointing upon his life. Thank you, Lord, for blessing him today. Lord, we're expecting the wonderful move of your Holy Spirit, not only here, but out all over in many places. We just give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our wonderful Lord, our mighty Savior, we exalt you, we thank you, we rejoice in what you've done for us. You've given us so much, so mighty. So without selves of people, but by the Spirit, by your mighty Spirit, you're moving upon your people with a mighty hush from heaven. And Lord, we thank you for that blessing. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we thank you that you've given us an inheritance. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Precious, without spot or blemish, you've given us an inheritance with great power, with great strength. And Father, we just praise you this day. We thank you for the goodness. We thank you for that mercy. And Father, we thank you for the healing touch that has touched your servant this day in a mighty way. I thank you to you, your word. You told me, lo, I am with you always. And I believe this word is to all that's hearing this word today. Lo, God spake on his behalf because he's told me to say this. Lo, I will be with you always, church. Remember, my people, I will be with you always. Do not fear what men shall say, what they shall do, or fear not even the enemy comes thy way, for greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. For I, the Lord thy God, shall raise thee up, and I shall move upon thee with my mighty hands, and I shall bless thee, and I shall create in thee a mighty blessing, and thou shalt be a mighty people. For those who will seek me in the last days, I will move upon my people with a new move from heaven, and I will grant them my strength. I will grant them my power, and they will feel that liberty that's in their being, and they will feel the surge of the Holy Ghost within them, and they will be showered with blessings from heaven, and they shall see the gigantic move from God and Father that's going to come upon his people in those last days, and they will no longer be the tail, but they will be the head by the Spirit of God, and they will do great and mighty exploits and do a great work for the Lord their God. And they're going to be moved upon by God's mighty Spirit, saith the Spirit of God. And God will testify through them. He will speak to their behalf. He will help them. And he will educate his people. Man cannot educate God's people. God wants to do a personal touch to each one. And that personal touch is by the Father, through the Spirit. And that guiding light shall be upon thee and birth within thee, and thou shalt be a light shining brilliantly in the last hour. And thou shalt walk worthy of the Lord and do unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. Working by the Spirit of God, the greater is he that's in thee and he that's in the world. And I would say to thee, my people, rise above the circumstances where thou art. Rise, seek the Lord thy God, the one that has chosen thee, seek him. And I say, do not seek man or their attention, because the many of my people that you call on their name seek for attention. They seek for the center place the mighty power of being exalted. But I say, the Lord our God is the one we exalt. We seek him in a mighty way, and through that he will lift us up. He will strengthen us in a mighty power that's never been revealed until this last hour. God, this day is going to start forth with a mighty surge from heaven, and he's going to bind the powers of the devil. He's going to loose the man that's been bondage. He's going to set the captive free. He's going to bring liberty to those in captive position. And he's going to move upon them with his mighty spirit, and they will no longer have to fear. They will no longer have to be afraid. They will no longer have to be ashamed. And this day that God will move upon the saints from heaven, and he is recorded in God's holy word that there will be that day when his people will be ashamed, and God will pass their way by. But you will not have to be that if you will take advantage of this wonderful power this hour, that you will receive pardon. You will receive strength. You will receive blessing from on high, and you will not be the same man, the same woman, the same boy, the same girl, the same aunt, the same uncle, but you'll be at liberty and achieve the things that God wishes for you to do. He has a ministry for every one of you. He's got a ministry for everyone that's hearing this word today. You need to be alive unto God, but dead unto sin. I just came through a time when I had a stroke. That stroke, and God spoke to me a couple words before it's happened that I was going to go through something. And that stroke, I found myself paralyzed. I found myself not being able to talk. I found myself without any strength. I found myself at the bottom, and I found it a very difficult time. And I say, the Spirit of God was telling me, this is the picture of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ this day. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ is very weak, very asleep. And very without power. They have no strength. They can't speak. They're like a dumb person. They cannot speak. Their tongue won't even move it because God has to anoint that tongue. Yes, it created first that God uses in the last hour, that when you speak things in existence by the Spirit of God, and you do the same exact thing that our Heavenly Father did when he built this world. And he wishes for that to be alive in his people this day, and they will learn life and death and the power of the tongue. They that love it shall hear the fruit thereof. We need to let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in my sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. HaKamashicha Makana, glorious God. God wants to liberate, set his people free, and they will walk straightened. And they will not walk with their heads bowed low. And they will not have their arms down by their sides. I say this is what happens when you're in a stroke. You lose your limbs. You lose your feet. You lose all capabilities of understanding. You're just a bondage. You're at a place that someone has to tend for you. And I would say this day, that is the picture of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Many of them should be out here as doing the will of God, that they have to have attention because they're not within the realm that God would have them be. They've forgotten their first love. They've forgotten that God wanted them to live greater than they was when they first come to Jesus. They wanted them to grow into the liberty, grow into the image that they would work out their salvation with fear and heavy trembling, because the day is at night, the hand of the day is upon us, the darkness is going to be upon this land. And I say this, with darkness comes upon this land, no one will be able to see. And that's why you need that heavenly vision. Every one of you need that heavenly vision that God will lead you by the clear water. He will lead you up the mountainside. He will move upon you with his mighty hand, and you will have a mighty thrust that will touch the living souls. The living souls will become alive. They will become those who have watched in bondage, but the Spirit of God shall come upon them in a supernatural way, and you shall know that you'll see those live as it was in Ezekiel. When all the bones come back together. And I say this day, that is a picture of my church. They're literally dead. They're literally dead. They have no power. They cannot pray. They cannot move through the Spirit of God. They're in bondage themselves, and they're without being able to cope with life itself. And here I have called them, says the Spirit of God, that my people would be strong. And they find them that they're not strong no longer. But if my people will call upon me and seek the Lord their God, I shall turn this around, and I shall heal thee. And I shall even forget that in your past, and I shall make you new. For I, the Lord, when I touch thee, I hold not the old days. And I will see thee as a new child. I will see thee as a new one that will walk in my spirit. And I shall bless thee. I shall encourage thee. And my life, the eyes appear upon thee from that day forth. And I shall arrest the ones that come against you. When you all go through this valley of shadow of death, I shall be with you. When you go through the times of trials of a sickness, I shall be with you. When you go through the difficult points of your life, I shall go with you. When you're afraid, you will not be afraid because I will be by their side. I will be with my people. And this is what I wish for my people to understand, that I know in their own strength they cannot make it. In me, they're more than conquerors through him which loved you. Jesus paid the price that you people could be come in that intimacy and a place through the Spirit. You might be that blessing. That you no longer be the tail, but you'd be the head, directed by the Heavenly Father, by the Holy Ghost, by Jesus' power through in you. And heavenly angels will even be beckoned to your call. They will be beckoning at the will of God. And I say, in this last day, there's going to be a mighty surge from heaven. And there's going to be an almighty work that has never been set forth. It is coming to pass, says the Spirit of God. This is that great outpouring that the Word of God has spoken about. It's going to come at will. It's going to come to shake it. It's going to come to the will of God. I said the enemy thinks he has done a great thing, but the Lord thy God has sought a plan that will reach out and rejuvenate man themselves. If they'll take a chance at it and be partakers with it, they will live. And they will no longer be embodied. They will no longer be captives to the enemy. And they will learn to praise. They will learn to trust in the living God. They will learn to have trust. They will learn to have faith. And they will teach you, my children, that you will grow and be ready at that day. My people need to be ready, and that day is very soon. That day is very close. My people need to be aware that I am the Lord thy God, have chosen thee for a great task. I have chosen thee for a great ministry. I have chosen thee, and I say, my people, you have a spiritual stroke, most of thee. For I wish when thou was very small that thou could pray. But I say, my children, for the time they're taking steps, they forget me. They forget my power, and they forget my anointing, and my anointing is what breaks the yoke. My anointing is the power. My anointing is the strength. My anointing is it. And with that, you throw it away. You cast it off from you. Reach out this day. Reach out, and I'll touch you. Reach out, and I will fill you. Reach out to me, and I will literally touch you. And you will have a tangible blessing. That means it will. You will feel. You will go for it. It will be in you. It will dissolve the problems, the failures that you've went through all so many times. My people, this day I wish to speak to my heart. Wake up. I'm with you. Wake. Be serious. America, seek me, and you shall have a mighty blessing this last hour. And I shall bless those one who will come that way. But for those that will not receive it, I say they were going to fall back in lethargy. This numbness, which is already upon them now, will grow even deeper. And they will be swallowed up to hatred itself for the enemy. And they will find themselves helpless when the end comes. And they'll find themselves before have to take the mark of the beast. And they will not have enough strength to resist it. And they will not have enough strength to contest it. They will not have enough strength to even think about it. I say that is where my people are going to be. They're going to be weak. They're going to be without power. They're going to be without strength. Call to me, and I will answer thee. And I will show you great and mighty things that you know not. Come before me with thanksgiving and praise me, and I shall reach my hand down from heaven and supernaturally touch you and lift thee up out of the miry pit that thou art in. My people, are so out of the picture. I have to call the man, and I've even allowed him to be out of the picture too. But my anointing's upon him. And through that, his life, he doesn't have the strength. But that through him, I'm going to touch many people. And if you will come, I'm the Lord thy God, shall move upon thee in a mighty way, and I shall upheld thee, and I shall have been merciful to thee, and I shall forgive thee, and I shall give thee a new path, and in that path I will walk with thee through the narrow parts of life, and I shall uphold thee, and I shall give thee favor with man himself, and I shall do a mighty work this hour, saith the Lord. God bless. Father, I just pray for a mighty blessing on your people. I pray that you'll bless them. I pray that you'll make your face and shine upon them. Be merciful. Forgive them. Afflict them that they know not what they do. And Father, I just pray that this will not be held against them. I pray that you'll supernaturally bring them out from this bondage, and they'll be set free by the miraculous Spirit of God, that they shall be delivered forever and ever in Jesus' name, that they might remain faithful at that hour when you're coming through the clouds of glory, and all these will be go up to the sky forever and ever and ever. And I know this is the will of God. I just pray that you'll bless these ones in a mighty way, and we thank you for this in the wonderful, 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 mighty name of Jesus, that wonderful name that is higher, that name that is power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm giving it all I got. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Have a good day. God bless you all. I love you, and I'll pray for you. Call to this website. If you bring in requests, we will pray, and we will see great results. We will see great landmark. We're going to see great and mighty things together. Join us. Join us, and we will be a great people in the Lord, our God. He is wonderful. He is glorious. He's supernatural. And he's just, I can't express his great blessing. He is worthy of all praise. He is so great. He is so mighty. He is so glorious. And the Holy Ghost is here this hour. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. Love you. Love you. Bless you. Lord, I just thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your helping us this day. I thank you, Lord, that this will be a mighty thrust of heaven. It will open the windows of heaven. It will be a blessing upon your people, those that are bonding, that you'll set them free, that you'll put an overlay upon them that will be relieved by the Spirit of God. Oh, hallelujah. There will be no showing of the natural man, but it will be a spiritual man will grow through the seams of the clothing of the Holy Ghost, that they will have that attire that's so beautiful, so perfect, so majestic, that there will be no nakedness when the hour cometh, saith the Spirit of God. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. Glory to God. God just touched me. Out there, I just love all of you. I love all of you. God is so wonderful. Hallelujah. I'm so happy. I am so happy. And love is the channel that God's going to use us all in this last hour. God is not a respecter of persons. He loves us all. He loves you just as much as he loves Brother Freedom. Only thing is, I have paid the price. You must pay the price too. That's the question. Can you pay the price? God will make it easier on you than he does me, because I've come to a place that I can't do it by my strength. You out there, you got strength. You got time. You got a purpose. You got a way that you'll have a good life the remainder till the Lord comes. Take advantage. Take advantage of what God's given you. He's here showing you that he will forgive you. He'll uplift you. He'll encourage you. He will bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Jesus.